Blog Talk Radio.
With a twist of hip-hop. Oh, man. It's hot in the asylum. When I tell you it's hot, man, it's real hot, man. I got myself, my co-host, T-Row from Dallas, Texas, and Juel C.G. from L.A., California. Oh, man, it's hot tonight. Oh, man, it's a lot of topics that's going on. We're gonna talk about and discuss a couple things. Mike and Marquise Pouncey, they were seen photographed wearing a hat saying Free Hernandez, ball cap. Man, Johnny Manziel, I call him the Manzini, because he tied in with the mob. He missed the meeting. He leaves Manny camp. Who are you to be leaving the camp? Man, track members, they failed the drug test. Derrick Rose says he's 100%. Metal World Peace with my niggas, Greg Oden. He done visited a couple teams. The U.S. Open starts Thursday. And last but not least, man, we got the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game coming up tomorrow. And we got some news about Chris Brown, man. Chris Breezy, baby. What's up, T-Ro, man? How's the world treating you out there, man? It's happy to be back home, baby.
Yeah. What's up with my dude? Welcome home, baby. How you doing this evening? What's up to the world? What's up to all the callers? Man, you know how we do, L Boogie. It's Monday. We back. We got a Major League Baseball All-Star lineup jumping off with all these topics you done discussed. So, man, I'm ready to get at it and get it jumping. We only got 2 hours this evening, but let's see what we can get it cracking and jumping off this evening, you know?
Oh, man, you know, the streets is talking, and when the streets is talking, you know we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. And they talking, too. Michael Marquis Pouncey. They were seen photographed wearing Free Hernandez ball caps. What do you think about that, bro?
Come on, L Boogie. Not already. They wearing the Free Hernandez ball caps. What?
I don't know if they want to keep their jobs.
What is going on, L Boogie? How can you be so proud of what this guy has done and you wearing these hats like this dude is an innocent man? Come on, man. I can't say exactly what has occurred with this young fella, Aaron Hernandez, but what I've seen presented to me so far makes me think he's guilty. If not once, he got a couple of more other tries to where he might just end up being guilty. But you are already expressing your thoughts like to free this guy. Come on, man. This guy ain't going to be free until he like 99 years old, if he live that long in the joint. You know what I mean?
He's looking at homicide. This is not, you know, we're going to talk about players' reactions to the Trayvon Martin case. We're going to, you know, talk about that also. Let's not get it twisted, you know, world. Don't think we ain't, the streets ain't talking about that too. But I think this case here has a more chance of him being guilty than George Zimmerman, man.
Yeah, right.
They went through the backyard, up under the water, down the street. Oh, man, and you're wearing caps. I know that's your guy. But this ain't rap, man. You can't run around wearing T-shirts talking about free Bootsy, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, these guys are in the league, and you're talking about they were just in the news getting on my dude about wearing the Miami Dolphins hat, and now you want to, you know, come on, man. You put yourself out there like that. Come on, you cannot put yourself out in the streets like that with just some ignorant stuff, man. You are representing the league, and you getting a whole bunch of money from an organization for you doing just a small amount of things. You know what I mean? So these guys need to look in the mirror, L Boogie, and start representing themselves to the fullest, because what they're doing and what they're showcasing so far is not working for me. You know what I mean? I just don't understand why we paying these guys all this money for them to act a nut and show their ass in the streets and in the clubs and take photos like it ain't nothing and smiling. And come on, man. This guy, like I said, I can't say anything yet about Aaron Hernandez, but what I've been presented so far makes me believe that this guy's going to be guilty, if not once, more than once. So I just can't believe that these guys have done that, you know, and it's really tripped me out so far of what's going on since Aaron Hernandez has been locked up.
Wow. That's, if I was Mike and Marquis' mom or something like that, or his agents, I mean, who is these guys' support system? You know, it's just something that you know, we're in the streets, man. The streets is talking. But some type of professionalism has to be played. Even though you're in entertainment, you know, you're in the streets, but you're not in the streets. You don't get no street credibility for being dumb. Wow. Second on the marquee role. What's up with your man, Johnny Manzini, man? Johnny Football, man. He missed the meeting.
Johnny.
He leaves Peyton Manning's camp. He pleads guilty to a bar fight in 2012. You got any concerns about this guy?
Johnny, I don't understand, Johnny. What are you doing? You're the Heisman Trophy winner. You're the number one candidate to win it again. but yet you go out here and still doing all this. Oh, man, are you nuts? I'm going to take that back, L Boogie. I'll take that back. He's just young, okay? He doesn't know how to handle the hype so far. He wasn't expecting to be the Heisman Trophy winner. It was thrown on him, so he really don't know how to protect. He don't know how to handle himself under these situations, and I hope that later on he'll be able to learn from what mistakes he's putting himself into already. Johnny Manziel, you get kicked out of the Peyton, out of the Manning's quarterback camp. You're a counselor. You're going out showing the young fellas how to get it done, how to get your work ethic on and all of that, and yet you are getting kicked out of the camp. So I don't understand exactly what's going on with you, Johnny. You got me, Johnny, you got me kamabo, man. You know, I don't, Johnny, you're a Texas dude. Come on, man. This is not supposed to be happening in the state of Texas, better yet, with a Heisman Trophy winner, the first freshman to do it ever. You know what I mean? He's tweeting all this old nonsense and then trying to take the tweets back, and now you done this, and you, come on, Johnny. I'm just going to say this, L Boogie. He's young, and he has never experienced this type of hype. Like I said, I'm not going to say he didn't want the Heisman Trophy, but it was thrown on him. Nobody knew that this guy was just going to have the season that he had. He just broke out of nowhere, first freshman to win the trophy. So, you know, he doesn't know how to handle this. But I just can't believe that you get kicked out of Peyton and Eli Manning's quarterback camp. That's just amazing. But I will give him this. I will give him this, L Boogie. Peyton Manning said that, Johnny, you were a good counselor while you were here. You know what I mean? Hope that you can come back next year and be a counselor for the guys, you know, that come to my camp next year. So as long as Peyton Manning give him the thumbs up, I'm going to give him the thumbs up. What's your thoughts, L Boogie?
You want me to be honest with you, T-Ro? I know he's
come on now.
Texas. Johnny better enjoy it while he can. Because I look at Johnny, and not for the college level, but for the NFL, he's MBG, man. Nothing but garbage. Enjoy it while you can. He will not be a successful quarterback in the NFL, man. He will not be as great as he was this year. He snuck up on people. And I know that he's little, and don't compare him to Russell Wilson. Please don't. He was lightning in the bottle. He struck while the iron was hot. His parents got a couple dollars so he get a chance to sit there, you know, courtside and kicking and do all those type of things. I ain't knocking this guy. Man, I respect this gangster.
Come on.
But Johnny ain't nothing but garbage, man. MBG, man.
Well, you's a hater. Enjoy of all haters. That guy ain't garbage. He the only quarterback that took his team into Tuscaloosa and beat the number one team in the land. And the number one team in the land had been running through competition like it wasn't nothing. It was only one special talent that went down there and done the dirt. You hear me? And his name is Johnny. Johnny. And don't you ever forget that.
Listen to this, man. The next time he see Nick Saban, he will have a reversal. It will be three interceptions and one touchdown, and he might get knocked out the game.
Hey, you better watch your mouth. Johnny, baby, they gotta come to the 12th man this year. Come on down. Come on down to Texas A&M and see what happens to you. We're going to slap you around worse than we did you down there in Tuscaloosa. I can't wait.
Wow, man, I just heard some news. The streets is talking between now and Monday. You know old DR, man, a.k.a. Derrick Rose. He says he's 100%.
We need D. Rose.
What do you think about that?
I'm going to ask you first because I want to hear what you got to say first because, you know, I was kind of hating on D-Rose at the beginning of in the middle of the year. So I want to hear your thoughts on D-Rose first. What's your thoughts about D-Rose saying he 100%?
I'm glad he did that he sat out the whole year because he's not Adrian Peterson. He's not, you know, he's Derrick Rose. So for him psychologically to be better, because you don't want to compete and just put all your weight on the other leg and then all of a sudden you tear that leg up too, compensating for the one that you thought is not 100%. So we had this discussion. This is just crazy how this happened. We on 59. Now listen to this, Roth. I did the show Friday. Saturday, I'm on 59th and a half, the infamous Salvation Army. That's where it goes down. That's another marquee gym in Cleveland, Ohio, besides Thurgood Marshall. That's an infamous gym. I had guys in the back. They were talking about Derrick Rose. Win 100%. Top five. We were debating.
Oh.
Does he get in your top five?
100% Derrick Rose?
100% Derrick Rose. Some people were putting Kyrie Irving in their top five, and some were saying top 10. I thought, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was some hometown cooking when you was at home and they were saying Kyrie Irving. If Derrick Rose is 100% and playing in today's NBA, yes, he is top five, L Boogie. No need to discuss any of that. We all know what would happen. You know what I mean? It's only one guy that can do what he does, and his name is Derrick Rose. And that's why he took the year off. And for those that were hating, I have to give it out to you, Derrick Rose. My bad, baby. I didn't mean to disrespect you like I did. I wasn't disrespecting you in a way like calling you out like, you know, you don't have the talent. I just thought your team needed you more last season to get them over the hump to see Miami. You know what I mean? And that's what I wanted to see, the best out of Miami and the best out of your team to see what would happen. But I guess you just made me wait for the 2014 season, which ain't no thing. You know what I mean? I can wait. So here's the deal, Derrick Rose. I just want to see you come back more explosive, do your thing. I know you're going to do it. And, of course, L Boogie, top five all day. Who else is better than Derrick Rose at 100%? I can't see anybody.
Right. So some guys, let me tell you the list. Guys were saying they did not have Westbrook in the top 10. Did you hear me, Ro?
Yes, I'm listening to you, brother, loud and clear. Hit me.
They had CP3. One guy had Tony Parker. I'm giving you a list. I wrote it down. See this? See how I'm doing my little homework on these guys back home? They had CP3, Tony Parker, Rondo, Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, Derrick Rose. And I asked you, that was one guy. I think he drug too many Miller highlights. So, you know, dope a dog food. I don't know, man. I don't know. And then another guy, he had Tony Parker, CP3, Darren Williams, Rondo, and Irvin, and then Westbrook at six.
Oh, my goodness. Who are these guys picking this list? I can't believe what I'm hearing. 80% Derrick Rose is better than half the list that he had in the top three. I mean, Derrick Rose is the only guy who has won an MVP other than a guy named LeBron James, if I'm not mistaken. If it wasn't for Derrick Rose, shit, LeBron would have won five MVPs in a row. They better be thankful Derrick Rose got hurt. He would have won back-to-back. He would have pulled a Steve Nash on him. Not saying that Miami wouldn't have won the title, but I'm just saying. Can't nobody do it better. Ain't nobody better than you. Boy, that boy Derrick Rose, he's a whole bunch of lightning ready to explode at any minute. You know what I mean? That guy, his jumper is becoming, you know what I mean? But when you talk about a guy who can get to the rim and then just explode like fireworks, like the 4th of July, it would be that guy named Derrick Rose. And don't think you just go push him out the air. Once he get there, he going to smash on you, and he going to bash on you hard. And I love everything about Derrick Rose. So, Derrick Rose, come on back. Man, the city of Chicago needs you. I just hope that the organization can get it together and get you some help. But, L Boogie, hey, man, hey, my.
Bang, bang. I know Chief Keef want him back. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Sticking to the NBA. The Lakers and Steve, my man, met a world peace. Now he's with us. He's with us, meaning my New York Knicks. Met a world peace is over. He's back home. Are you kidding me?
How many hometown people can you get on one team? That ain't fair.
But he's going to be rapping, and you're going to see him in Fabulous. Man, you know he's going to be at Queensbridge in everybody's video. Is he going to be playing? Him and J.R. Smith going to be wilding. They're going to be up in Marcy Projects. They're going to be trying to kick it at the 40-40 with Jay. Come on, man.
Sometimes
you don't play for your home team, man.
This dude that went home. Now, next thing I'm going to know, the New York Knicks whole lineup going to be rung apart. What is going on in New York City?
Oh, my goodness. I feel some type of way. We don't need Meta. And if you think we need you out there in the world peace, come on. You heard it here first. I hope that he can guard somebody. Please.
Yeah,
347-855-8896. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Hey, Tiger Woods, the U.S. Open starts Thursday. Don't forget, baby, I need you to get with me on this, man.
Woo!
Let's go, 9 p.m.
All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Loose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get tripping and then some. So nasty when she rolling. She put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends, bring three. I got drugs, I got drink. Bend it over, Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy, Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere, they showing racks, I'm throwing racks. In a VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas sipping, broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands will make her dance, dance. Bands will make her dance, dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance,
yeah.
Bands will make her dance, dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't dance, using hands. Bands will make her dance,
dance.
Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs.
Just
bands will make her dance,
dance.
Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card. That's my lil nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spiel, nigga. Smoking on Keisha. Cold, give me chills, nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you like a window pane. Bands and make her dance. Don't you make her come, hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum. Two hoes on one fucking pole, two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo, her stomach and her ass out. I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance.
Woo!
And they ain't using hands.
Say it again. Man. Ooh-wee. We back in the asylum. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. What a twist of hip-hop. Man, my co-host T-Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Let's recap before we go into the asylum. Mike and Marquise Pouncey. Man, you know when the Streets is Talking, everybody is listening. They were photographed wearing free Hernandez ball caps. Man, we might want you to weigh in on that if you want to. Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football. He's dismissed from the Manny camp. He pleads guilty to bar fight in 2012. If you the coach, do you got any concerns with Johnny? Derrick Rose, 100%. What do you think about him? What do you think about that for the Bulls? And Meta World Peace, he's with my New York Knicks. We keep getting these old guys. Will we last?
I hope so, man. Like I said, y'all look like a whole bunch of Rucker Park lineup, but we gonna see. I hope, man, for the sake of you and my man Spike Lee, because I know Spike Lee probably had a heart attack when he saw the sign in the Metal World Peace. But I tell you what, L Boogie, let's do this. L Boogie, let's take it to our first caller, man, in the asylum. Let's take it to the first caller in the asylum. We got a first time caller checking in with us, man. And said he had some information and he wanted to talk about the New York City, what's going on in New York City. You know what I'm saying? Hey, caller, welcome to the Streets is Talking. You're talking to L Boogie and T-Row. What's on your mind? What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, guys, it's Mike in Pittsburgh. I tell you what, New York fans, the city of New York, you're going to see who the true fans are here coming next year, because you got a new team coming in Brooklyn, and I see a max exodus of Knicks fans selling out and going over to Brooklyn here. Well, look at the moves that were made. You get Pierce, Garnett. You just get AK-47, Andre Kirilenko. You already have a bench with Blatch, and, you know, obviously the starters, there it is. With the Knicks now, what are the Knicks doing, really? You got Carmelo, J.R. Smith, Metal World Peace, Kenya and Martin might come back. I mean, it sounds more like a Rutgers Island prison basketball team more than an NBA team here, guys.
And we have Raymond Fad Felton. Are you kidding me? As our point guard.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't understand the move. All these teams nowadays are going to, you know, the big three, or at least big two in Houston. You got Dwight Howard and Harden. Miami, you got Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. What are the Knicks doing? I mean, Carmelo's going to leave after next year, guys. What kind of team are they putting around him? He went to New York to win a championship from Denver, and you're putting him all these, you know, old players. There's going to be a blow-up next year, guys. If they don't start winning, there's a lot of personalities on that team that can go a lot of different ways, if you know what I mean.
Man, I sure do. Now let me ask you this: Where will you see us seated next year after in April? What seed? What's your prediction?
I think the Knicks are going to get in because the East still isn't too strong after the first five teams. So I see a 6 or 7 seed, but they're not getting out of the first round. They're not beating Miami, Chicago, Indiana, or Brooklyn. So I'll be honest with you, I'm a Celtics fan. I like what they're doing more than the Knicks. They're kind of breaking it all down, starting back up, getting some draft picks, clearing some salary. The Knicks are kind of like the Hawks the last year, guys, the last 10 years.
Yeah.
They're good enough to make the playoffs, but they're not legitimate championship teams. So with the Celtics, you know, we got some draft picks from Brooklyn. We're going to have some cap space, new coach. You know, we're going to take some growing pains. But I actually heard the comment you guys were talking about Derrick Rose. And as big as Rondo fan I am, you got Darren Williams, Chris Paul, Westbrook. When Derrick Rose is 100% healthy, there's no conversation who the best point guard is. It's Derrick Rose, hands down.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. Thank you very much. It's no question. He's the only other guy to have an NBA MVP other than LeBron James in the last five seasons. What
if
are you people thinking?
If he was there last year and when they got hurt against Philly, LeBron James wouldn't have had his first championship because Chicago is one matchup Miami cannot handle. And you take Derrick Rose out, no one was hurt last year against the Sixers in that playoff series. I was convinced that the Bulls were the better team. I mean, Miami beat them the year before in the Eastern Conference Final, but I thought last year they were better. I don't blame Rose for not playing this year. I mean, I don't care what the doctors are telling you. If you don't feel you're 100%
right
after an injury like that, you wait an offseason because him coming back, I don't think it was enough to beat Miami anyway because he would have been about 75, 80%.
That's what I kept trying to tell people. It didn't matter if he came back or not. They weren't going to beat Miami. It just couldn't happen. But let
it
me say this, though. I like how you were saying that the rose, it blooms. But no, he even healthy, he won the MVP. But he's not the best point guard in the league.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, I know Rondo.
The streets
I love the Celtics.
Is talking.
I love the Celtics, guys, and I think Rondo is the second best. Come playoff time.
All right.
Now,
hold on. You don't think when healthy that Westbrook isn't arguably a Tony Parker? You don't think Tony Parker is the best point guard?
Not better than Rondo. I mean, Rondo is a walking triple-double in the playoffs. I know during the regular season he kind of goes through the motions and has some bad games. But if you saw last year against Miami, he single-handedly took them to seven games by himself, you know, almost averaging a triple-double. When the lights come on, Rondo, guys, is a top-five player in the league, not better than Rose. So I'm going LeBron James 1, Derrick Rose 2, Kevin Durant 3, Rondo 4, and then you can throw whoever you want in at 5.
No, we were just saying the top-five point guards, not players, but the point guards.
All right, Derrick Rose,
Rondo,
Chris Paul, Westbrook, that's a tough one. I'll go Westbrook at 3. Chris Paul at 4. Chris Paul at 4 and Parker at 5. Darren Williams for the Nets, he's hard to figure out. You know, sometimes when he's at his best, he's great, but he can kind of, you know, kind of tune out sometimes, if you know what I mean, for the Nets.
He's a coach killer. we appreciate you calling, man.
Thanks,
Mike,
guys. Thanks for the time.
Up, baby. Hey, El Boogie. Hey, Mike, anytime,
yo,
man, every Monday and Friday, man, Streets is talking with your boy, with your host, L Boogie, and his co-host T-Row, man. L Boogie, hit him with the line.
You got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
That's how we operate, Mike.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Hey, Mike.
All right,
have a good one. Yeah, L Boogie. I think Mike hit it right on the head, man. You know what? I think Brooklyn about to take over, man. I think the New York Knicks fans are slipping. It's moving over to Brooklyn. You see the lineup Brooklyn has? Woo-wee! It's just like the Clippers taking over Laker Nation. I'm loving every minute of this. I'll tell you, El Boogie, can't get back. Michael, call back in whenever you want to, baby. I'm telling you, baby. That's what I'm talking about, El Boogie. Boy, you Nick, what you going to do, El Boogie? You gonna jump the bandwagon, too? You going to go from the Knicks to the Nets?
Listen to this. We didn't have bums, man. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying with my Nick Blue and Orange. I am not leaving. Both teams can play in the Old Timers League. Trust me. Both teams are old. Just because they made moves don't mean they were good moves. It was a splash. But we'll see. We'll see. Fabulous will rap about it. We'll get him on.
Hey,
oh,
man. It's all good. It's all good. I love the Knicks, too. But I just see, man, I like your loyalty, El Boogie. You like me and the Dallas Cowboys. I ain't going nowhere. You can talk about them all you want to, but one of these days, I'm gonna be able to get back at you.
I hope we have a parade before I die one day, man. Please.
You know what I mean?
The last time we had a parade, man, well, I was just bored, man. Damn.
That's how we get it in, El Boogie. I'm telling you, we're going to be around to make it. We're going to see that parade. I done seen the Diamondbacks have a parade before my Cowboys, but it ain't so. Say it, ain't so.
Man.
I'll tell you. Hey, El Boogie, before we went to the break, man, bands make the dance. Bands make the dance. You know what that means. You heard the theme music for your boy. Now, I know, man. You done told me, man, all year, since the beginning of 2013, that I was overconfident that Tiger Woods was going to win another major this season. And here we are today, El Boogie, at major number 3. Just the third major of the year, El Boogie. The U.S. Open. El Boogie, I'm going to shoot it to you straight. What your boy Tiger going to do?
Man, I need him to get on the G4, man. Come holler at me at the Pink Rhino, man. I'm trying to, man, we sponsored a little bit by Pinky. We love you, baby. But listen, the speech is talking. Tiger, come holler at us, man. We got 3 days before the Open. We got to get your mind right. I need to see the Tiger in your eye, baby.
Yeah.
Bands to make good dance. Bands to make good dance. I need him to get back into his form, man.
Right.
He was injured. He hasn't competed in a while. I just hope he finishes on the leaderboard.
Hey, guess what one of my snitches just texted me, El Boogie. They done just texted me, man, that they done saw Lindsey Vonn out there walking around on the practice course with the Tiger.
Oh, the streets talk is sports talk show, man. We got, man, you heard it here first, man.
Lindsey. You think Lindsey got it wrapped up around that cool neck? Lindsey got him tied up.
Oh yeah.
Can Tiger be a one man? Can Tiger be a one woman man? You heard the wife in the background. The wife couldn't even believe I said that one. Tiger, you know you got to come on, Tiger. I got Jaguars on the line. They ready to get in, man. Front row. Challenge. El Boogie got the pink rhino, and I got Jaguars. Boy, what's the name for the strip club? We ready, Tiger.
We get you back on the G4, man. You get out of here, man. We just got to get your mind right, man. Your agent hook up with our agent, man. The streets is talking. You got to get with us. Bro, who you got? Who you got winning this thing, or at least in the talking? I don't even have Tiger in my top 4.
Hey, to be honest with you, I'm kind of with you, man. I hope Tiger does good. Tiger, no disrespect. But honestly, I'm going with that guy we call Phil Mickelson, man. I'm going with Lefty, man. Lefty been playing good in the last couple of tournaments. Had a tournament right in his back pocket and let it slip out the fingertips. You know how it is, El Boogie, when you go for a layup and you get too pretty and you just throw it over the rim, you ain't touch nothing. You know what I mean? I think Phil, that's what Phil did, you know, in the last tournament. So I think Phil Lefty is going to bring it home in this major. I hope Tiger does good, but, you know, man, Tiger just, I think he got his nose in the wrong place, man. You just can't have one cool man sniffing around before a big tournament like this, man. You need about 10 or 12 because you know how Tiger get down. That's why I bust the window out the back, bust the back window out the big Jeep. Because she knew what time it was. You know what I'm saying? And that's the Tiger we need. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, Tiger, you know, you'll get up there in the top 10. I know Tiger be playing sometimes just to keep his ranking and his money high. But Tiger, come on, Tiger. We need the eye of the Tiger in you, baby. We need you back. But Phil, do your thing, baby. I got Phil Mickelson. Who you got, El Boogie? I got
it. He hasn't been playing well, but I think the young kid, McIlroy, I think he's going to pull through.
You think he got what it takes to win the major?
Through. Yes, he's been on the schneid a lot lately. He hasn't been playing well. See, there's no type of tournaments for guys like that. They haven't been playing well. Then all of a sudden, you know, you don't talk about them, even though they had the potential, and all of a sudden they get one again. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at him to challenge, you know, Phil, and I'm looking for him to maybe win that. But those are the two guys that I think that can do something. I can't really see
right.
Tiger competing to that point. If he does, a lot of guys that win some money in Vegas for just, you know, they probably betting right now. You know how the line be. You know, the streets is talking. We know guys in Vegas. They have bets. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know about Vegas, how they bet, they'll bet things like, will Tiger be in the top five or top 10? They're betting that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So those are the type of bets that they're taking right now.
Know what I mean?
Bro, the streets is talking, man. Once again, guys are getting tested for the PEDs, for steroid track
Ow.
Members. They failed the drug test.
Ow,
when we come
no.
back, we're going to talk about that.
Oh,
Jamaica! But it wasn't that good stuff, man. But it was Jamaica. And we had one guy, Tyson Gay. Your name's Tyson, so you automatically get in trouble, huh?
Yeah, not an American.
Wow.
Cocaine, smooth
it's
like
boy.
Train, groovy like Soul Train. I'm kicking the door, waving the four floor. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me,
come
no
on,
more,
Sean.
Yeah. Let's try out, Scott, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Oh, baby, I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby, just
like this, let's rock. Come on.
Just let the covers on you. Hey, baby, yeah, you gotta know.
Transform my V, drop head, me and Puff, Buff the B.I.G. Clown with your man Squeeze, watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Little mama scooped me in the big body.
Come on.
Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Sing.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady, that's cool.
Just that baby.
Woo! Miguel, tow it up, boy. Hey? The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, with my co-host T-Row and Jewel the G, I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, we hollering tonight. Mike Pittsburgh, we appreciate you, baby, giving you insight. Give us your comments on what's been going on. 347-855-8896. Get at us on the web, blogtalkradio.com. Category sports, search for Streets is Talking. Now listen to this, and that's with a zero, and that's not a typo.
Yeah,
now, bro,
the number
we went
zero.
Commercial, you already know that rhyme with T-Roll.
Oh,
we hip hop, you already know. Bro, what's up, these guys, man? See, they cutting corners, man. They talking about track members have failed these drug tests. Tyson Gay from the U.S., Asafa Powell from Jamaica, and Cideron Simpson from Jamaica.
Was it? Did they get busted for smoking that good stuff, or was it that they got it on that steroid list, that banned substance list?
Man,
if
can you listen to this, bro? Go ahead, I'm listening.
If it's the banned substance list, L Boogie, then they really need to, they need to be facing the penalty. But if this is smoking that joke, man, I think, you just got to let them ride. Give them 30 days. It'll be out of the system. They just need some cranberry juice and some water. That's all they need. You know what I'm saying? But Tyson Gay, an American, was part of the getting part on the list that came up dirty.
Yes, he was. Like Puffy would say, and another one.
And there goes another one. Oh my
Are
goodness,
you kidding
man!
Me?
What's wrong with these guys? They want to be Usain Bolt that bad? And they juicing up? Ain't no way in hell you gonna catch Usain. Usain, that boy just got wheels. You can't do nothing about Usain, man.
See what people don't accept and won't and don't know. That's just like when you're playing against Michael. When you're playing against Michael Jordan, and you're playing for number two. Be honest with yourself. If I compete, I do. But you don't have to cheat.
Come on, man.
You might luck up and Hussein might have kicked it the night before and you might get real close. See, you can't kick it. Hussein can kick it. You try to kick it and not train and take steroids as a shortcut. You can't.
You cannot
That's
take shortcuts
terrible,
in this game. They trying to take shortcuts in this game to beat this dude who just naturally got gifted, man. And you got to work to beat this guy. You know, I give it up to Justin Gatlin. Justin Gatlin was one of those who previously tested for steroids and got punished by being out of a year competition. You know what I'm saying? But came back and beat Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt didn't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? But now to have Tyson Gay, Asafa Powell, one of a practice partner of Usain Bolt, to come up dirty. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly what banned substance is, but I hope it's something small. I hope it wasn't nothing like the PEDs, you know what I mean, or the rubber on, you know what I mean? But if you're taking a deer antler, you know, hey man, you gotta stop doing that. It is what it is, man. You just can't do this, especially in this track and field game. It's getting way out of hand with the steroid stuff, L Boogie. Let me tell you, man. The Tour de France and all this other stuff, man, I just don't understand. Everything is coming out from baseball to football to basketball, soon to be basketball, let me say. Because, man, it's a dirty game. And I just tell you, man, one of these days, we're going to get this thing, we're going to get this game right. You know what I'm saying? We just can't be having these people putting themselves out there and just jeopardizing the game anymore, man. Say it, ain't so.
Listen to this. Steroids and sports is like drugs in America. You can try to control it, but you can't stop it. It's going to happen. Guys are going to try to get away with it. That's just the dynamics of it. Guys do not want to get so big because they have an ego. Remember, well, they're athletes. They're athletes in this game, and they really need to understand that they just have to try their best without the steroids. I wonder what clicks in the major league guys' mind or NFL guys' mind or you know, whatever sport. Like, does he feel bad that he's cheating and winning first place? I mean, how do you feel?
You always feel bad once you get caught, but you always dancing in the clubs when you successful. You know, you pass the test. You know how it is, but he's mad. Come on, we know some people that know some people that they got tapped out. You know what I'm saying? So when the pressure's on, boy, you be tap dancing like a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But El Boogie, let's go to the asylum real quick, man. We got some callers, man. It's hot. We want to get to the callers in the asylum, man, and check it out and see what they got to say about what we've been talking about. Because, you know, man, me and you can go on and on about this steroid stuff, man. We want to slap them on the ass and make them get gone with the get gone. But we got somebody from the C-Town, man. You know what? So let's go on and check in with them. Hey, caller, first-time caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
It's Tonelli, man, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. Tonelli, welcome to the show, man. Streets is talking. L Boogie and your boy T-Ro. How you feel this evening?
I can't complain, man. Just, you know, came from football practice. I'm a football coach.
Oh, that's what it is, Coach. That's what it is. Now, I'm pretty sure you've been hearing what was going on, man. We on the hot topic, the track and field people getting caught up in this banned substance list. And Tyson Yates from America, Asafa Powell from Jamaica, and another runner, Shadone Simpson from Jamaica, that got busted. What's your thoughts about this reaching the track and skill sport now and coming out right now?
Well, I guess them boys just went fast enough on their own, man.
Did you do the same boat?
Well, that's what I was here. Since I ain't hear his name, you know, you don't need no drugs. If he ain't using none, then you don't need none. Them cats trying to catch it. Sound like they're trying to catch that dude.
Yeah, it gets tough in the camp. I tell you that. You know, when you're trying to catch a guy running a 9.65 in a 100-meter dash. You know, I don't think that you should take all of this. You gotta practice. You know what, like you a football coach, you make sure your boys are in line and getting straight and making sure they doing the right thing the right way. So these guys, we got to follow the rules. They definitely got to follow the rules. So I just think
I'm
that, especially, go ahead, Coach.
I'm going to tell you like L. Boogie said, you know, you don't have to cheat to compete. You know,
That's what it is.
I believe that. Just don't cheat, man. You know, sometimes you know, some dudes just faster than you, man. You know,
let me ask you this. We were just talking about Derrick Rose. He says he's 100%. We had a caller in from Pittsburgh. I don't know if you heard him. So we were debating the top five point guards in the league, and he also said, when healthy, Derrick Rose is the top point guard in the league. Do you agree with that comment?
No, I don't. I just feel like Derrick Rose is extraordinary young talent. You know, he's good, and you know he's got a very explosive offensive game. I just like a total at that point guard. You got to be a little more. Got to be a little more total. I lean a little closer to Chris Paul and Rondo. They do, you know, I go in that direction with that. You know, Derrick Rose, don't get me wrong, he's great offensively, but when you go in up in that upper echelon, I look Chris Paul, I go Rondo, I say Westbrook. And Westbrook is very, very controversial because they say he really don't pass it, but looking at how he's playing out of position for real, he's really a two guard, but the job that he do at the point, play both ends of the floor, he rebound, he aggressively attack, you know. But Derrick Rose, I can't take nothing from him, you know. Offensively, he's extraordinary. But that's pretty much where it ends at. You know, he don't stop nobody. He don't really, to me, make nobody better. He's extraordinary, though, by himself. He cold. But I don't know. When you go to talk about that top, you got to do a little more than just, you know, lead the league and score and get an MVP.
Where do you rate Kyrie Irving? Is he top five?
Well, I'm gonna say Kyrie. I just need a little more out of you defensively. Again, you know he's extraordinary talent offensively. Once he gets that defensive concept, I'm gonna have to say it's funny, man. But that point guard is really on an upgrade right now. Kyrie,
right.
You know, Kyrie a real attractive talent though right now, and a lot of people are just really looking at that explosion on offense. You know, he got that jump shot, he got that handle. So, you know, a lot of people don't really dig into the game real heavy and really look for the little nuances of a true point guard. He score, you know, he score on people, he shake people, he a crowd pleaser. I need him to do a little more on that defensive end though before I let that go and give him them heavy props. And I need to see him in the playoffs a few years in a row too.
Oh, man.
By himself, don't get me wrong, he cold.
Then let me
hey,
take
Coach.
A twist for you, Al. You know, you're in baseball. The Major League Baseball game is tomorrow. Question of the night. Who wins it, National League or American League?
I'm going to go with the AL, man. And not because my name is Al. You know, I'm going AL, though. I like that AL, man.
Yeah,
I like that AL.
It's streets of talking.
I'm actually watching this home run derby now.
Who do you got in that?
Is young, what's his name back in it? Old Cecil? What's his son's name?
Yes, he
Prince?
Is. Yes,
oh, Prince
Fielder.
Yeah, like, young Prince got that bat.
Yeah,
I like Prince.
He be hitting them long balls for real. He don't call it long
Prince
balls.
Prince got a nice stick on him, man. He got a nice stick.
Al,
you know, the apple don't fall
far
from the tree.
Now, Al, let me say this before I let you go. I want you to, you know, be realistic. Where do you see the Cavaliers finishing up this year? The streets is talking. I was in down there with you. I was in there hard on 59th and Huff. If the world don't know, 59th and Huff is where it goes down there. We were, you know, where they hoop at also. And we in the
strong.
Back. And we was, and it was the asylum within the asylum within the asylum. And now you tell me where you see the Cavs finishing now.
I'm gonna just be honest with you, man. I'm gonna say this, and I don't want to make excuses, but it just depends on some things. If I can somehow get Bynum, if I can get him healthy, if I can end up with him playing at the end of the year and him being healthy. I'm looking at us either getting between, I think we get between that sixth and eighth spot in that East. Now, what they do from there, I don't know what they're going to do, but if I can get a healthy Bynum with Barajan, because they're going to, them two dudes, they will control the boards. I ain't got no doubt about it. So we're going to get a few more shots. And then them two dudes on the inside being healthy.
Do you trade Barajan to free up some money for the cap for next year? For the 14 sweepstakes?
I don't know if you get too silly about it, you know. But I don't know, man. Cause, I mean, Barajan is still young, even though he's our oldest player. But, you know, you never know. Now, if what they're trying to give me, or you say this is free up some space. I'm gonna just say it'd
listen
be hard
to
give a guy like that up, man.
Yeah, I would, cause you know why, Al? He's B.O.B. A bag of bones. He stays hurt. Get him out of here. I don't know why y'all love him so much. He stays hurt, man. He's another. He's what, man, boy. He's about to go out, man. He's nothing but garbage almost. He's almost on the front line. You know the garbage, and you know the garbage go out on Wednesday in our neighborhood.
Let me ask
and he in the backyard ready to get out on there.
Let me ask you something, man. Do you like Rajon or Kurt Rambis? Which one you like?
I like Kurt Rambis better.
Five rings says it all.
He started.
I don't know Rambis
that
five.
Started.
Oh, my bad, six.
Rambis?
Yeah.
Yes. Five as
I want to say Rambis.
Coach.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay. I'm
and the reason why I say Rambis, because he started on the all-black team, and guess who he started with? Three Hall of Famers, Bleed.
Yeah, that was. You know, we was all Laker fans at one time. You know that too, right?
Absolutely. I'm not gonna knock it.
You know, see, we came from that era. We came from an era where you really had to just buy into what you had to buy into.
You even like Boston? You either like Boston or the Lakers. That's all I saw in the finals. Didn't know it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say one thing though, man. I'm gonna say this too. I've always liked quality. I like Boston. I always respected them. See, that's basketball. That you know, that bounce pass, that pick and roll, that extra pass, that skip pass, that brain, that guy that's gonna get the right. I need that good possession. I need that good look at that basket. So I always respect Boston though. Even back in them days, I respected them though. You had to.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Man, you know, we appreciate you calling in your first time. You get a sale now. You keep your street cred up. You stay in the asylum. And you make sure you call in Friday at 9 p.m. And this is the slogan. I need you to remember to do this for me. Tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You feel me?
Tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah.
I probably won't forget that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah, it's a good chance I won't forget that one. Tell a friend, tell a girlfriend. Hey, y'all, brother, be safe and God bless y'all, okay?
Hey, man, we appreciate it.
Thanks a lot,
man.
Keep calling in, Al. We need you, baby.
Ain't no question. Look for me Friday.
Man.
That's how it goes down, El Boogie. You know what I mean?
Man,
you got
bro.
First time caller jumping in on the spot, man, last couple of weeks, man. I want to give a shout out, you know, man, to the ladies' locker room, L Boogie. Thanks to you, man, you know, was able to chime in with the dime in the ladies' locker room, man. You know, it was cool, man. Liked their show and just wanted to give a big shout out to her and what's happening, you know what I'm saying? And, spread the love.
When
we get spread the love, you know what I mean, L Boogie? Say what's up to my moms. Moms, I see you. I see you checking in, baby girl. I love you, too. You know what I mean? Big ups to Moms, man.
No doubt, no doubt. And that's nostaticradio.com. You know what I mean? And, man, it's from 1 to 3 p.m. 1 to 3 p.m. And the number, I got to get the number, is 216-939-5087. Call that number. You can get in. You can talk to Zara. She's the host, Zara Cockfield, 1 to 3 p.m. Z, I see you, baby. Man, thanks for having me
love.
On Saturday, man. I was in the ladies' locker room, world, and I was sweating. And guess what the topic was? The topic was how to turn a hoe into a husband. How do you turn your athletes into being a husband and being faithful? Oh, man, she had me sweating in there, man. I had to. Ooh, it was cold. Great show. Man, and
you
the sports officials,
you,
man.
You
also, oh, yeah, I survived. I'm back. And we want to give a shout out to, you know what I mean, T. Nick, Mitch, and OG Scorekeeper, man. They come on Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m.
What's up with the big officials, man?
Oh man, they doing their thing, man. They was really, really, you know, talking about some things and what we gonna, you know, talk about later on at the end of the show. you know, about the athletes, you know, responding to, you know, old Trayvon, man. But let's talk about this All-Star game, though. Did my man, did Puig get snubbed? Everybody's talking about that, talking about he got snubbed and everything. Bro, what do you think? Him or Freddie Freeman, man?
Nah, man, he didn't get snubbed. And I'm going to tell you this. El Boogie, don't be mad at me when I tell you this, but let me tell you why I don't think that he got snubbed. It's for the simple fact that the last pick was in the hands of the fans. So the fans had to vote and do as much as they could to get their favorite player into the All-Star game. Now, granted, he didn't make it by a selection from any of the managers, you know what I mean? But there was still hope that the fans were going to be able to vote him in. And looking forward, it looked pretty good in the beginning. You just knew he was going to be an All-Star this year, even though he only played 31 games up until the All-Star game and putting up all the numbers. Doesn't matter because it's other games. Okay, I understand that, but look, you know, yeah, the fans, we let him down. As a fan, we let we down. We should have got him in, but the other fella was able to get in, beat him only by a couple of hundred votes, and, you know, I'm not gonna say he got snubbed. He's good. He's gonna be around long enough to get in plenty of more All Star games, El Boogie. What you think? Did he get snubbed?
Of course he got snubbed. Pui. He was supposed to get in. Within those games, he was one home run back of Freddie Freeman. And listen to this. He saved Donnie Baseball's job. Just on that, he should get in. Are you kidding me? Attendance up. They're in the running for the race. He should have got in on that. More attendance. He's bringing in more money. He's all over SportsCenter. And guess what? He about
what?
To sign with The Rock, man. So, you know, doggone well, he should have been at an All-Star game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you
man.
You
should have
got
just,
in, man.
He's good. He's a great talent. He will be able to get in plenty enough time, play plenty of more All-Star games, man. What he did for the Dodgers was save the Dodgers from another earthquake of them just shaking off the side of the world. You know what I mean? Because we saved Manley's job. He's helped Matt Kemp get his little groove back. He got to play the Kershaw. You know Kershaw coming with it, but at least Kershaw is one of the most consistent pitchers in today's game for the Dodgers, keeping them afloat. And, you know, with the way that this Puig guy has come on, he's turning it up. Like Kevin Hart would say, turn up. And he's doing that big time with the Dodgers. And it's just unfortunate that us as a fan didn't vote and send his vote 800 times more than we should have to get him in, and it didn't happen. And so, you know, like your mama always say, there are some victories where you just have to go and shake another man's hand and say the best man won. So that's what happened in this case. Puig, I ain't mad at you, baby. Just keep your head up high and keep rolling, doing what you're doing, because your Dodgers are going to need you more at the end, making a run towards this playoff run more than they're going to need you in a down All-Star game. So keep that chip on your shoulder with them not voting you to the All-Star game. So that way, that builds momentum for you moving forward towards the playoff and helping the Dodgers do something they haven't done in a very long time. So big ups to you, Yasiel Puig. I know you're coming back real soon, baby, and I know after the All-Star break, you're going to continue to do your thing. So big up to the Dodgers. Way to help your city out, baby.
Man, it's ugly for the home team. I just don't get it, man. Freddie Freeman deserved it.
Queen
didn't deserve it.
Freddie Freeman, the fans voted. It wasn't up to Freddie Freeman to get filled, or the managers, or nobody else. It was up to us. And what did we do? We failed. We let him down. So if you go knock anybody, pat yourself on the shoulder, because you were part of it too. I only voted for him one time. I should have voted for him 100 times.
The streets is talking.
You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie.
Man, I don't know. Who you think gonna get MVP tomorrow, bro?
You know what, man? This is a big game tomorrow. This is a very big game. And if you look at the lineups, man, with what we got going on in the National League and what we have going on in the American League, I mean, it's just incredible to see that lineup for the American League when you start getting into the number three hitter, the number four hitter, the number five hitter. You get over to the National League, you get down to the number seven hitter, the number eight hitter, the number nine hitter. I mean, you can't, when you look at the lineup, you're just like, well, okay, well, where is the weakness? And it's not a weakness in any of the lineups. You know what I mean? You got your boy Matt Harvey from the New York Mets. Big ups to you, Matt Harvey, for getting that position. The youngest guy ever to start in an All-Star game as a pitcher for the National League, getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Only his second year in the league and a starter in the All-Star game. What? Playing in your hometown city. Big ups, Matt Scherzer, pitcher from the Detroit Tigers, my bad. Getting ready to get it in tomorrow. You know, and just the way that the season has been going with all the pitching and the so close to no-hitters and one-hit games, man, a pitcher just might end up getting the MVP tomorrow. So if I had to pick one person, L Boogie, to represent the MVP tomorrow, it's going to be a tie. And it's going to be either your boy Miguel Cabrera, or it's going to be Matt Harvey, because Matt Harvey is pitching out. He's playing in front of his hometown crowd, so you know he's going to be amped up. You know he's going to be fired up. But the thing is, if you let it slip, it's going to be lights out. Boy, that AL batting list ain't no joke.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Ain't that what Bernie Mac said at Diamond Club?
Oh, man, trouble. Yeah, man. So who do you got winning the MVP tomorrow? Who you think going to get it?
I got Joey Votto, man. I got Joey V, man.
Uh-oh.
I got the swinging Joey V. I think he's going to get a couple hits. I think he might smack a home run. I got Joey V in the National League. And if the American League wins, I'm going with Joey Bats, man. Joey Bautista.
Oh, Jose Bautista.
Jose Bautista, I'm sorry. But his name is Joey in America.
Yeah. That's what it is.
So
how it goes down.
But it, I mean, you know, you got guys who can do some things. But, man, when we come back, bro, we got to talk about this Trayvon Martin, man, before we get off the air, this verdict. What the athletes going to do, man? They got to step up, bro. We're going to holler about that when we come back, man. Tad out. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Don't forget, we got some news about Chris Breezy. Oh, let's go.
Molly in my cup, mixed with that wine. Sour in my blunt, that's his Zodiac fine. I don't give a fuck,
If you rep them dollar signs, go and put them up. Fuck that, I buck back. See, I buck first, move the fuck back. I bag that, I pump that. I real estate, I trump that. Y'all be with them chumps that. Y'all be with them pumps that. I be with them choppers, Uzis, AKs, and pumps that. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face of shape, I been with her. If not with her, bitch, similar. G's on deck, I really lit this shit. Got from left, rap, 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 city, bitch.
My chopper goes hat out. It'll turn you inside out. Her ass like tat out. My money like tat out. Bling, tat out. Money, bling, tat out. Money, rat, tat, 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 tat out. My chopper goes tat out. Her ass like tat out. My money like tat out. My car like tat out. Bitch, bling.
First name, I love this. So love this money is my motherfucking government. Test me, Shoot you right there.
Right there.
Leave you right there. Lead the scene, tall nigga with long camera. Her ass like tie that, give me that hoe. And chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Takes as a weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo. I'm big like selling kilos, and you small. Small like pee hole.
Damn.
Like a chopper on my back seat. Hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you right there,
right there.
Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair.
My chopper goes tat out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tat out. My money like tat out. Bling, tat out. Money, bling, tat out. Money, rat, tat, 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 tat out. My chopper goes tat out. Her ass like tat out. My money like tat out. My car like tat out.
Man, it's the sport, it's the streets, it's talking sports talk, showing like E.F. Hunt. Everybody listening.
Hey,
and remember,
everybody.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of couple things, man, you know, and we got to put a little couple things out here before we end the show, man. The Trayvon Martin verdict, it could have went three ways. Second-degree murder, manslaughter, or not guilty.
Man.
He got the latter, not guilty.
Man. Hell, Boogie, I don't understand. Hell, Boogie, I do not understand. Mr. George Zimmerman, to the people who have represented you, I guess they did a good job representing you, man, but I will watch your back for the rest of your life, player. You can't walk the streets freely. Them people going to be looking after you, man, and you the only one that know what happened. And yet you a free man walking around. So I'm going to say big ups to the people who represented you, because I don't know how in the hell you walking the streets as a free man. But in the streets, you better watch your back, especially if you ever try to take another step in Florida, man. It's a lot of people. When you see somebody, Mr. Zimmerman, walking with their hood on their head, and it's 85 degrees outside, you better walk the other way. Because the Trayvon Martin supporters, they're going to light your ass up. They might not
bang,
kill
bang.
You, but they're going to beat you. They gonna beat you down real good. They gonna beat you down real good. So, you know, we never wish any man to go to jail, L Boogie. But what we know George Zimmerman has done, you know, he deserved a little bit of something, man. But he's free. He's walking. He was represented right. So what I'm gonna say, you know, I can't be mad at it. It's just a sad situation that our justice system ain't doing what it's supposed to be doing. And we lost this one. We lost this round. Florida, don't start a riot. We don't need another riot around our nation. You know what I'm saying? We already didn't have the bombing in Boston. So we don't need all of this other stuff, man. We need to keep it real. It's not our fault, people. It's the justice system. We thought the jury was going to be able to put this Zimmerman guy behind bars, but he was slick like a can of oil and got away. We lost this round. We got to put it behind us and move on. I know it's going to be tough, but it is what it is. And L Boogie, I don't want nobody to be mad at me, but, you know, I see it. That's just the way it's boiling down to. And I'm boiling up on the inside, but what can I do? Do I be mad at the president? Do I be mad at the jury? Who do I be mad at, L Boogie? Tell me what your thoughts, baby.
Two things that, you know, is going to strike a nerve with me is that just the facts and how you run up. I don't understand this. Okay, you called 911. What made you run up on someone to cause it? You caused it. I'm not saying second-degree murder. I'm not going to say that, but you should get a little time. Something. For what you did. Involuntary manslaughter, something. And my second thing is we're sports and, you know, the streets is talking. I'm in the streets and I'm talking. And I'm getting that, and the world is listening. I want to get at my athletes. You see, you feel the passion in my heart? That's why I love Muhammad Ali. He stood for something. I need my athletes to stand for something. Okay, we wore the hoodie for the dedicated Trayvon. Now what? It's time for the athletes, the rappers. It's time for you to do something. LeBron James, you took your talents to South Beach. Where your other talent at? I need to see it right now. Florida is in a state of emergency. How we do the recount on the presidential election that has never been done in history.
His boy went back.
Casey Martin, her child has come up missing. Everything points to her. She gets off. And now we have Georgie. Oh, Georgie. Georgie Z. Georgie Zimmerman. He gets off. Florida, we have a problem. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Ray Lewis, Matt Kemp. I'm looking for all the athletes, Floyd, the money team, Jay-Z. We have to do something down there to get something, some justice. That's what I'm saying, Ro. It's not about burning the town down, because as you see with Rodney King, that did nothing. He got on the mic and said, can we all get along? And there's guys that got charges for him on the riot side. They did die for Rodney.
Yeah, sad situation. Come on, Florida. Get it together.
Man, I don't know, bro. I'm really in a state of just letting the system just dog it. And I'm not saying the system is a bad system. It's just flawed a little bit. And we have a lady who's doing 20 years for giving a dude warning shots on some domestic violence? 20 years for warning shots?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's a sad situation, man, and it's just beginning to prove that our system, our law system is very twisted in many states, and nothing's the same where you go. There are different rules in different states. And if you don't know the other laws within those state lines that you're in, man, you could pay hell. You could pay hell if you don't know where you're at or what you're really being charged for, man. So, you know, it's a sad situation, man. And I just can't believe this guy got off, man. I'm thrilled with that. I want to be mad, but, you know, it just, our system let us down, man. And this was through a jury who had all the evidence in the world. And this guy, George Zimmerman, didn't have stories together. And now he's a free man. Like I said, George Zimmerman, you better watch your back. And I don't even live nowhere near you. Them people in Florida, boy, use us, man. For those Trayvon Martin supporters, you got a bullseye on your back for life. And it ain't going to be easy for you to just walk a straight and narrow. Because, man, you're going to have to watch over your shoulder from here on out. But good luck to you. You know, you're a free man. You don't have to spend any time behind bars. You're a lucky son of a bitch.
Bro, what do you say to our athletes? If you were to see them now, I mean, what do you think they should say, man? I mean, we had some reactions. You know, we saw a couple of reactions. What do you think? What do you think they should do?
What can we do? Well, Boogie, it's over. The situation is over, my dude. There's nothing we can do. It was in a jury's hands. The jury decided this. There's nothing more that we can say about it. It's a sad case, but we lost this one. Ain't nothing more I can say, bro. I just got to keep my head up and keep moving because I just don't want to see the state of Florida bug out. I honestly tell you this. I do not want to see the state of Florida bug out. They already got enough with the Aaron Hernandez situation with that guy being from Florida. And, you know, this just wouldn't be good. You know what I mean? We don't need our states or another state, you know, on fire or, you know, people dying for no reason. And, you know, we need to keep this afloat. We need to be bigger than this. And just realize that, you know, the law system said George Zimmerman was not guilty, which we all know he was, but that's just our opinion. So the system has let us down, and that's, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't just take it back and send him to jail if I'm a juror. You know what I mean? What would you do?
If I'm LeBron James and I'm one of the best athletes in the world, we have to, first of all, we got to go to a civil trial, and then secondly, I just have to bring my people to some type of awareness. I mean, was the attorneys in on it? You had six jurors, all women, non-African American. They say it's not racism, or race is not involved, but come on, man. The streets is talking. What it is what it is. You had nothing. And you let this be. You could have been in on it. Prosecution. Because there's no way he could have supposed to get something. But we're going to, you know, we don't want to, you know, regress on that, but something has to change. And I hope that we're part of the change and we're part of the movement. And the movement is moving, baby. Bro,
what's up with it?
We pulling it down, man. We got about a minute and a half left, man. You got any more shout-outs before we get out of here, man?
Man, I want to give a shout-out to the fam. You know what it is, man, to the wife and Jada, Julian. Jada, I see you, baby. You be home real soon. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout-out to my mom's little bro, everybody in the D. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Mike from Pittsburgh, I see you, baby. Thank you for calling in. Much love to you. To you, L Boogie. To you, Juels. What's up with you, baby? Much love to y'all, man. And you know how we get it in. We'll get it in on Friday. Freestyle.
No question, man. Let me give a shout out, man. I saw a lot of guys Saturday, man. My man Jamar, man. What's the deal, man? Black, man. My man Leela, man. Poo Poo. Conehead. I see you, baby. Oh, man. It's going down. Jewel to G. T. Row. Oh, man. It was a nice trip, man. But I'm back in the asylum. And we're going to get in on Friday. And, hey. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Let's
do
it, bro.
Friday, El Boogie.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's do it.
We'll get at you.
I'm addicted to champagne and buying them all. I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, open up. The restaurants and legs, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. And so my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who wasn't trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They had the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about 5 floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got 5 more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep, that way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
Come,
the world. Yeah, if I rule the world. If you got me thinking, man, if I rule the world.
A dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter, then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks. I remember hit the club and raised hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, etc.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.